It's a Friday in Champa Bay. Hope you're enjoying the Champa Bay aspect of things. Wednesday night was pretty cool with the Tampa Bay Lightning, although the celebrations were better than the actual game because I was nervous the whole time. But yes, another title. Doesn't it make you feel good when things... Boy, we've had some great things here at USF over the last few weeks with baseball, of course, and softball. But man, oh man, don't get tired of the celebrations, do we? Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Well, here on Bulls Beat, of course, we'll focus on USF. And I was able to hit up the Muma Center on Thursday and chat up a couple of members, newcomers, to the women's basketball team. The other transfer from Memphis, we've already spoken to Dulcie Fanka-Mengiadu, and you're going to hear today from Ariel Wilson, along with an incoming freshman from Jacksonville, Bella Weary. Those chats are in our second block. Definitely going to talk to some members of the men's basketball team, but we'll tell you about some new members of the coaching staff here in just a couple of minutes as that news came down on Thursday. I'm definitely going to work my schedule so I can get out there in the afternoon. That's basically when the men do more of their individual workouts with the women going in the morning again. Kind of been gearing the schedule on a personal level around making sure the new dog is okay. Bringing in a new one to the family. You have to adjust around them as opposed to work being the first priority. But we're definitely keeping an eye on things with USF. Of course, we've been telling you about, as we did on Wednesday's show, how single game tickets were on sale. Remember, season tickets are still available, and you can get them as low as $150. So make sure to keep those phones ringing. From what I understand, they are ringing, and you might not want to wait around and call 1-800-GO-BULLS. By the time you're hearing this, the lines will be open, as they say, and trust me, there are folks there ready to handle your calls. And that football schedule is the only full schedule is out. I can tell you that I have taken a peek at a couple of the slates for other sports, with soccer, men's and women's, and volleyball, the other fall sports. Those will be coming out soon. If you missed the conference show Around the American on Wednesday, we are back to normal when it comes to volleyball. So Jolene Shepherdson's squad is going to have a full slate, which includes four run-up tournaments, or at least based on what I've seen so far from other schools, that's what you'd expect. And then, as we told you on the conference show Around the American Wednesday with SMU, it is looking like it will be a full conference slate as well, as far as every school playing each other twice. Last year, it was just a divisional setup and a very shortened schedule as a result. So from a 14-match schedule to probably around 30 is what we can look forward to from volleyball. And then soccer won't quite be doubled, but you can expect plenty of non-conference games. Remember, last year, the women just had the two, and the men didn't have any non-conference opponents. I can tell you that's not going to be the case this season. I can also tell you to expect soccer at Corbett Stadium in the middle of August, so we are actually not that far away. It seems like it's been a sort of kickback summer, but we're going to kick back into gear, and that's pun intended with soccer, obviously, in the middle of August, put it that way. So we'll have some scheduled news for you really, really soon. And oh yeah, women's basketball's got some, you know, Jose Fernandez, the RPI is not going to be an issue with him this season, put it that way. But those announcements, actually, you might see some drips and drabs of certain confirmed matchups, but the full schedule, when it comes out, believe me, you'll go, okay, let's do this. Can't name them all because there are too many to name, but it is great to tell you that USF, for this last academic year, as far as the athletics programs went, set a record for most all-academic team members in the American Athletic Conference, 254. Yes, we're not going to be able to list them all, but if you want to see the list, it's in an article on GoUSFBulls.com. The previous record had been 237, and that was actually last year. Four men's programs, two women's programs set or tied their previous mark. And we mentioned baseball. Love the fact that not only did they do something on the field that no USF baseball team had ever done, but how about getting the most academic, in the conference anyway, all-conference performers by six over their previous high, 25 from Billy Moll's squad, as opposed to the previous high of 19, in order to be named to the all-academic team in the American. Of course, a student-athlete must have competed in the sport and had a minimum GPA of 3 for the academic year, also completing a minimum of 2 consecutive semesters or 3 consecutive quarters of academic work. So not just baseball, but how about the women's side of track and field, which obviously had a great spring on the actual playing and running surfaces in this case, but in the classroom, their program record of 34 academic honorees. Softball, which set its record last year with 25, topped that this year with 27. That was the other women's team to set or tie a mark. And then on the men's side, Bob Buthorn with men's soccer up 3 from its previous high, 21. Ashley Fisher tied its program mark, of course, with men's tennis. You only have so few on the roster, so 8 is a really good number in their case. And football of Jeff Scott. Yep, how about that being the other? If you want to head to gousfbulls.com, they have all of the individuals listed by sport, including their real names, by the way. Speaking of football, it's Bentavious, not Ben Knox. I'm going to start calling him Bentavious. Wow, I did not realize that Sarah Guerrero of women's basketball's full name was Sarah Purificical Barata Guerrero. We'll just call her Sarah. Congratulations to all of those individuals. And let's spotlight 3 of them because as the conference, and again, we'll do more on this at the end of the hour with the conference show around the American, announced its top scholar athlete by sport and overall, Georgina Corrick, regardless of sport, was the top female scholar athlete. You know that performance in their sport had a little bit to do with this, and Georgina certainly checked off those boxes. Love what Ken Erickson had to say about her on GoUSFBulls.com. Calls Georgina the epitome of what college athletes should strive for. Ended up with a below 1 ERA and in the classroom, graduated in the spring with a degree in marine biology. We hope that she is coming back for the chance for an extra season. We can tell you that Bethany Keene, first baseman seemingly forever because she's been out there for 4 of the last 5 years. She had a redshirt year with injury season that she sat out. She is actually going to play her 6th year, her graduate year, at FSU. We'll certainly try and catch up with Bethany at some point. Didn't know if you saw that. So Georgina Court gets a $4,000 postgraduate scholarship. Then each sport, as far as the conference goes, announced its top men's and women's performer, whatever the sport is, and Albin Bergstrom of men's golf and Marina Barzagli of sailing both were named the best in their sport by the conference. Bergstrom, the top player on the men's team, head coach Steve Bradley says he is a competitor who wants to win in everything he does, and that shows in the classroom as well. Marina Barzagli, according to head coach Allison Jolly of the sailing squad, said she graduated from a rigorous Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, and she was USF starter for all 4 years, competing at every national championship. Says she has an indomitable spirit. So I'm definitely going to put in for requests to interview all 3 of those individuals. Trust me on that. Incidentally, Bergstrom and Barzagli both get a $2,000 postgraduate scholarship. Mention new members of the men's basketball coaching staff. We all know what happened recently with Tom Herrien being removed from the program, so you knew that Brian Gregory was going to come up with a new addition to his staff alongside of Larry Dixon and Scott Wagers. Well, first, let's start there. Scott Wagers has been moved from the bench to Director of Recruiting and Scouting. Now, he'll actually be able to be on the bench, but yes, Scott does a great job when it comes to recruiting, so that makes all the sense in the world. And Billy Hubley is the video coordinator. He will also oversee social media and name, image, and likeness oversight for the program. That is no small task. Trust me on that. Now, as far as the 3 new members, 2 to the bench as assistants. How about Lewis Rowe, Lakewood High School star, former Florida Gator, transferred to James Madison, where he had a tremendous couple of years. He was a 2-time All-Colonial player. Started off his college career back at JMU after playing in Europe from 2007 to 2010. He also was an assistant at FIU back when, also coached at Osceola and Dixie Hollins, and most recently, the last 4 years, was the head coach at his alma mater, James Madison. Coach Gregory on GoUSFBulls.com says it's fantastic to be able to bring Lewis back to the area. Tremendous teacher of the game, tireless recruiter who has strong connections not only in the Tampa Bay area, but throughout the state of Florida. I think that is a big thing. If you'll notice, the Bulls don't have a ton of Floridians, a lot of Georgians, which is, you know, close enough, but I think that's no small quote from the head coach. The other new assistant for Brian Gregory, Jason Slay, was an assistant at Youngstown State the last 4 years. Before that, VMI, East Tennessee State. Tennessee State also director of basketball operations at Georgia Southern. As a player, he was a starter at West Virginia State, which at the D2 level is a great program. His team's actually made 3 Sweet 16 appearances. And a new strength and conditioning coach, actually assistant strength and conditioning coach, is David Land. Last year, he performed those same duties at Iowa State. He was actually at Wofford when Fletcher McGee, who scored 2,000 points and set the record for a career three-pointer, so he's worked around some pretty strong players. Of Slay, by the way, Coach Gregory says he's got the energy and coaching style that he believes will make an immediate impact on the players and has proven himself as a coach who can motivate and develop talent. Also mentions the ability to recruit highly talented players. And as far as Land, BG says he'll put the Bulls in a position where they can reach their full potential as athletes. Full quotes on GoUSFBulls.com. And again, add those three names to the list of those that we want to talk to here for Bulls Beat. We'll try and get those done as soon as possible. Yesterday, I was able, of course, to talk to a couple of members of the women's basketball team. My chats with Ariel Wilson and Bella Weary coming up next on Bulls Beat.